yes, from Archie Thompson. You asked if we could get in touch with Princess Mary of Denmark. Well, we did. Very big news. While we're speaking to Archie, she's called us off air. We've taken a call off air from Princess Mary. We've just managed to speak with her. Charlie Goodson did the interview and got a reaction to this morning's Live Side of Denmark. This is an exclusive.
It was wow. The sight looking out over the balcony was extremely beautiful. The mix of Danish and Australian flags was a very nice feeling.
There you go. That's exclusive. Charlie Goodson with Princess Mary. Is that the question? What else? Did he ask her anything else? Yeah, he'd be giving it to the...
You've got to take what you can get, Fossey.
All right, that was turned around very quickly.
Oh,
Andy B says, I would love to see the Grey Wiggle get us into the last eight. This is what we were talking about earlier. See, Mr. Redmayne, now you get down to the knockout stage, penalty shootouts come into play, and that's the only way he's going to get any game time. Is destiny there that he makes an appearance Sunday morning about 10 to 8? Penalty shootout, or 8 o'clock, roundabout. But 6 a.m. coverage, Sunday. Morning off, up early, SEN coverage. It's going to be so good. And the test cricket today from midday, the test coverage yesterday was so good. Best radio coverage I've ever heard of cricket. Engaging with the audience, entertaining, great storytelling. And now we get to an emotional moment at 16 after 7. We'll get back to your texts in a moment on 0457. 736 736. But for the last time in 2022, we go to this man.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with Michael Carayannis.
Michael, good morning. Just before we go to you, Mexico have scored again. So they lead 2-0 over Saudi Arabia, and Argentina still up 55 minutes into the game, 1-0 against Poland. MC, your last cross for the year. It's been a good one.
Yes. Well, thanks, Brandy. Yes, last one. But, it's been a good year. I've enjoyed it. So hopefully we're back again doing it next year.
Yes. Now, the front page of the Telegraph today, some young dragons. Tell us about this story. Attacked on their way to training.
Yeah, horror story here. So, obviously, the escalating situation in terms of turf war in Western Sydney took an ugly turn last week where six Dragons players, young rising Dragons players, Harold Matthews players, so they're, 16, 17-year-olds, got off the train at Cabramatta wearing their school uniform. And because they were wearing a school uniform from Blacktown, they were set upon by this group at the train station. And they were told, what are you doing here? Why are you wearing this? You're not welcome here. And the group tried to de-escalate the situation by saying simply, no, we're just... going to training, we've got nothing to do here. We're just walking to training. That's what we're doing because the Dragons were training at Cabramatta that day. And, they were set upon with a knife. Luckily, no one was seriously injured. One of the players sustained a black eye, but naturally they were shaken up. But it's just a reality check of what's actually occurring in parts of Western Sydney at the moment.
Yeah, postcode wars, fair dinkum. Now, just horrible stuff, horrible and scary stuff there for those young men. Now, young men. Now we move on. Tommy Turbo was part of the New South Wales jersey launch, but we're not talking about the jersey specifically here. He was pretty emphatic about his loyalty to the Manly club yesterday, Michael.
Yep, put to bed any whispers, any suggestions, any doubts that, he wasn't committed to the Seagulls. Long term, he said, I want to stay here for as long as the club wants me. I've got another 4 years. There was obviously the swirling suggestions that the Trbojevic brothers were unhappy. And there's no doubt they were. They were frustrated by the goings-on at Manly and the lack of sustained success that the club was having. But I don't think they were really ever going to walk out the door. And Tommy has put to bed that follows what Jake said a couple of weeks ago while in England, that, he didn't want to leave the club. So, those two boys are Manly, and it'd be very strange for them to play elsewhere. But, I think as long as Manly get their house in order off the field, those boys will be there for the rest of their careers.
Of course they will. They were never going to leave. And while frustrated and probably disappointed with the goings on, it's not something that they're unaccustomed to. Manly seem to be lurching from one to the other, but anyway, yeah. So
I think that's the issue, Brandy. That was the issue, though. That they'd finally got to a stage where they thought, well, particularly Jake. Jake wants to win a premiership, and there was no doubt running through his mind. He goes, "Am I going to be able to win a comp with everything that's going on at Manly?" There's no doubt they had these thoughts, but you're right. It wasn't escalated enough to the point where they wanted to go.
Ryan Pappenhausen. Now his injury was a shocking one. Clashed knees with Jack Whiten late last year, shattered his kneecap. How's he faring?
He's still not at full training yet in terms of running. He's hopeful to get there before Christmas, but which is still a little bit of a concern in terms of when you're looking into next season and whether he can hit the ground running for the start of the year. Look, he's not in any doubt really to start the year, but any minor setback would delay that return, but he's expected to start full running before Christmas.
Okay, well, that's good. It'd be good to see him back on the field.
Now, do we have a favourite moment, Michael, from the year for you? You became a father. You've had a big year. I mean, you've loved talking rugby league, and you do it 24/7 just about in your world, but becoming a dad, the big moment, how good has it been?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great, and it's good to the off-season where you can spend a bit more time at home and you're not running around as much. It's great to spend a little time with my little girl.
I think there's too many big moments. Yeah. There's too many big MC moments through the year to just pick one.
Oh, the music special. Yeah. But has she got any little rugby league gear yet? Has she got the little beard in the team colours?
Yes. Little dragons. A little bit of Brandy would like this. My in-laws are mad Panthers fans and got her a little Penrith jersey, but that won't sit a lot of day.
Oh. Nice. We'll have words about that when we bump into each other. Now, I know this is your last cross, but we will hear your voice over the summer.
Yes. I'll be part of the B team, C team, whatever team it will be. But yes, I'll be a bit of co-hosting around Boxing Day. So should be a bit of fun. Plenty of cricket. Hopefully a little bit of footy around.
Oh, City to Hobart. Mike Carrianas, you're a dog, fantastic. One of our listeners said their favourite moment of the year with you was the morning that the dog was barking in the background and we said, are you at Jai Arrow's house?
That was your way. I lost that. That was one of your best bosses. Well, that was outstanding.
There we go. All right, yes. Michael, thank you for your input, mate. Good man. And enjoy a bit of family time, mate. It's great to have you on the program.
Talk soon,
we love you, Michael. We love you, Michael.
Thanks, guys. Love you, mate. Bye.
Love you too, Andrew.
Yes. Thank you, Craig. 22 after 7. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.